My name is Yasmin Nicole, and you are listening to the Geeky Natural Mom Podcast. Hey, everybody. What's up? Welcome back to the Fortress. I hope you guys have been doing great. I hope your year is starting off with a bang. I hope it's giving all that positive vibes and energy. So, yeah, you already know I gotta start the show off with showing gratitude. I appreciate the love and support. I appreciate y'all listening. Thank you so much. And best believe it's more to come this year for the Geeky Natural Mom Podcast. So stay tuned. All right. So this week it's been different topics that I've spoken about this week, but like the main one I can say was autism. So I want to kind of keep that going with this episode. I did a update, I think it was 6 months of our autism journey and, you know, what changed and things like that. So I think that it's now time, since it's been a year, we've been, you know, going through this autism journey and since the kids got their diagnosis. So I just want to talk about that, and Thomas is in the background, so you'll probably hear him talking and playing in the background. So, man, where do we start? Because like so much has happened within the year. I mean, I could probably start with myself. How do I feel? I feel a lot of emotions. Like, I remember I talked about in the other update episode how I was trying to get closure, you know, from dealing with hearing their diagnosis. And then now Austin has a diagnosis. I felt like that feeling kind of came back of trying to actually deal with it and like deal with it in a healthy manner, because like you hear that your children have autism, all three of them, within a year. Like, how can you, like, describe the emotions? How can you, like, try to figure things out? How can you try to, you know, figure your life out? Because your life, it's going to change. Your life is changing, and it's so much like trying to find, you know, different resources and things that will work for the kids, and, you know, trying to find a routine that works for them, trying to, you know, figure out their wants and needs. So since now Austin is, you know, has his diagnosis, he was diagnosed in November, it's kind of like, wow, this is like, it's been a reality, like it's always been a reality, but like now it's real reality that this is our life now, this is my life now. And lately I've been like very depressed about it, to be honest. Like, I've just been depressed and trying to kind of get out of the rut that I'm in and really, you know, again, dealing with it in a healthy manner. And, you know, you guys know I'm a single mom. So, like, basically the question that I asking myself is, like, how am I doing this? How am I keeping myself going despite all of my mental health issues and the other issues that the children are having that's taking a toll on me? How am I able to function? Like, how am I able to just not go insane? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just still trying to figure that out. I don't know. I'm so grateful to God, and I'm so grateful for, you know, the people that are, you know, in my life, you know, that support me, that support the kids, you know, that support, you know, everything that, you know, I'm trying to do advocacy wise, like, the support is greatly appreciated. And with Austin's diagnosis, they said there might be other, you know, underlining things that, you know, it is scary because, and I'm trying not to worry. I'm not trying to, you know, let it stress me out, but, you know, you don't, you know, it's hard to see your child or your children go through the things that they're going through because you feel helpless and you feel like it's so much more you can do. And like, I look at Austin and just want to like hug him all the time. Like, he has to get a hearing test done. He has to get all these tests done. And it's just so much. And like all I want to do is just hug him and just want him to feel that, you know, we're going to get through this and I'm here for you. Like that's the type of energy, you know, I'm trying to give him, even though like he might not understand, like that's the positive energy I'm trying to give him. And it's helping me too, to not worry and to not cry about it. I'm human. I'm going to, you know, have emotions, like be emotionally attached to the situation, obviously. But like I've definitely been, despite everything, I've been like just keeping my head up and keeping a smile on my face. And I feel like shit. I cannot lie. Like I really, literally feel like shit every day. But I have to get up and I have to, you know, do what I gotta do as a mom and do what I gotta do, you know, for my career, my brand, and whatever else that I'm trying to do. And I cannot, you know, I cannot fail myself. I cannot fail my children. I just can't. And I just hope that, you know, this year that we are able to do more things and, you know, be a voice for others that may not have that voice or have someone that's, you know, like a positive outlet in this situation. So I'm just asking, like, to send the positive vibes and energy and prayers and all that good stuff, please. For these tests that's coming up and, you know, everything else that Austin is dealing with. And as far as Thomas is concerned, Thomas has been improving, like, a lot, as, you know, far as his, at school and, you know, his skill, his motor skills, his sensory skills, like, he's been doing exceptionally well. But he has this, he has an anger problem. I'm like, there's no other way to like kind of describe that than like an anger problem, or like, you know, trying to express his feelings. He gets frustrated very easily. And I've talked about this on like previous episodes, like how he'll hit people and try to attack people when he feels frustrated or he's not getting what he wants. And sometimes it could get really, 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 really physical. And like I have to like lightly restrain him, like I said before in the other episode. But I seem like it's gotten worse. Like I don't know like how, like I don't know how it got to this point where it's getting worse. I don't know if it was a transition or a change. That's what I'm trying to figure out now. And I'm trying to bring a behavioralist you know, to kind of guide me, to kind of see like what can I do. And what's making this difficult is like the timing of trying to get you know, someone to come in and help, because everything is so like backed up. And then now we have this whole shutdown, and you know, the staff is overworked and they're understaffed, so it's kind of hard to get these services right now. And like, you know, it's like in dire need right now. Like, it's really sad that, you know, this situation is happening, because, like, a lot of children need assistance. Like, my children need assistance, you know? So I just hope that, you know, things will change, you know, in a quick manner, and you know, everything gets worked out, and, everyone gets the help that they need. Thomas is also, like, trying to, trying to do better as far as, like, socially, like, his social skills. Like, before, he wouldn't even, like, go near Maya at first, and wouldn't even play with Maya, or wouldn't even, play with Maya and Austin at first. Like, he still kind of, you know, have his independence, and he'll go off and do his own thing. But now, like, he's starting to play with his siblings more. He's, you know, starting to interact with them a little more. So that's, like, a really positive, you know, milestone to see that he's understanding, like, okay, these are my siblings and I love them, and, you know, I love playing with them and things like that. So, like, that makes my heart melt. And they do fight, and they, you know, they do, like the regular, you know, brother, sister, sibling thing. Like, they do fight. Mainly Austin and Thomas fight a lot. Like, they fight a lot. So it's really it's really funny to see, like, when Austin takes Thomas's toy, like, he'll get mad and try, like hit him, and then also try to hit him back. It's kind of funny. Like, it's not funny, but it's kind of funny, because it was like, wow, like, they're, like, before it wasn't even this interaction. So it's just funny to see, even though, like, I break him up and all that stuff, but it's just funny to see. But it's, like, as far as, like, Thomas to actually, like, speak words, because he's still limited verbally. And I get this question a lot, because people say, like, oh, well, if he's nonverbal, why is he singing? And, or, you know, why? I mean, you can still be nonverbal, but be able to communicate in other ways. So Thomas kind of communicates, or he loves to sing. He loves music. So he'll, you know, in a repetitive manner, he'll sing, like, his favorite songs and things like that. But, like, actually getting him to communicate, like, a want or need, or just communicate in general, is not happening right now. So, like, it's more of a nonverbal communication, like, as far as the packs already told you guys about that. And just, it's like with him and Austin, actually, like, they do a lot of nonverbal communication, and when they want and need something, like, they'll kind of just, like, kind of direct me to what they want, and sometimes I don't know what they want, but, like, that's their own means of, like, communication at the moment, you know, since verbally they can't say what they want and what they need. So, I mean, at least, you know, it's something that works for us, you know what I'm saying? So we're still working on it, and we're still going to push through to, you know, try to make sure that even if it's not going to be a verbal communication, like it's consistent, whatever the communication is going to be, is consistent. And just working on Thomas's social skills, like, just in, like, a bigger setting. Because, of course, the child is going to be, if the child is comfortable, he's going to be able to do communication with, you know, us, and just trying to, like, socially, like, him playing with other children and sharing, because that's, like, another big issue to him, sharing, because he thinks that, you know, everything, you know, he's supposed to get everything, and he, you know, he's not understanding that you're supposed to share. So, like, we're, like, taking turns, Maya and I, showing Thomas, like, okay, this is how you share, and, you know, this is what you're supposed to do, and I don't think he's getting it yet, but like that's something that we are working on, you know, for Thomas. And for Maya has also been improving in school, but socially it's a lot of like social delays, like with the older kids, because they're trying to figure out like what to do socially and like trying to comprehend what people are saying. And Maya is like the key example to that, because like she takes everything so literal, and you might mean one thing and, you know, it might mean something literal to her, or she's like, oh, well, what's that mean? Or so it's a lot of I don't understand. And it's still me breaking everything down and actually probably like in like a little kid manner, or like for like a little kid to understand, like that's Thomas age, kind of break it down like that. Because like if I break it down, you know, just some, she still wouldn't understand. So I have to like really, really break it down for her to comprehend. And that's been like a challenge as far as her with chores and, you know, her following directions and taking responsibility, because like she'll get overwhelmed trying to figure out what I'm actually trying to say or what I'm actually trying to do. So like she'll get overwhelmed and then she'll get frustrated, then a meltdown will happen. So like I'm trying to avoid that and trying to, you know, I'll ask her, do you understand what I'm saying? Do you need me to repeat what I'm saying? Do you need me to break it down a little bit more? So so it could be a better communication and a better understanding of what the task is or whatever it may be. So as far as the meltdowns are very challenging, because like she could stay in that meltdown for a long time, and it's not in a healthy manner. So we're working on ways to try to help her when she's frustrated or get upset. How can she, you know, work, you know, what can help her to make the meltdown easier, or to kind of prevent the meltdown? Because like you can't really prevent the meltdown. Sometimes like the meltdowns will happen just randomly, just they'll just happen. And that's the main with Thomas. Like he'll have a meltdown for no reason, and you can't really do anything about it. Just try to calm down or try to figure out if like there's an issue. So it's been really difficult trying to find ways for her to control her anger and control her frustration and doing positive things. What I really want to try is yoga, because we've been doing yoga a lot. So I'm going to like keep doing yoga and meditation. She likes coloring, so we color, or she'll color by herself, or she'll read a book. That's she likes to read. She likes to read books, and you know, that'll calm her down a little bit. So it's been pretty difficult trying to, you know, just figure out what works for them, because like every day it's something new, and you know, again, it's new for me too. So every day is something new, and trying to figure out what works for all three. And excuse me, like I literally am still congested. I might have to go to the doctor, because like I'm still congested in my nose. So I apologize if you hear me like sniffling, and like I sound like a little congested, because like I've been congested for like 3 weeks, and like I feel like I need to go to the doctor. I've taken medicine, I've did all the natural remedies, but like it's not going away. So I think I need to go to the doctor, because like this is ridiculous. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Like that, it's really just trying to figure things out and just learning as we go, you know, through this journey. And it's not easy. It's really not easy at all. And I just wish that people could be more empathetic of what you know, the children are dealing with, what the parent is dealing with, especially in schools, like, especially in my school. I feel like there's no, and I think probably all schools, it needs to be better understanding and acceptance in the autism community, because that, you know, prevents bullying, and, you know, that promotes empathy, that promotes kindness. Like, when that's not in a school or not in a community, no one will know what's going on or how to react to the situations that people with autism go through. So I think that if collectively these things can be worked on, it can be better for people with autism and children with autism. So, you know, we won't have as many, like, as much as bullying, no bullying, and no children wanting to commit suicide. Like, that breaks my heart that children have been taking the route of suicide. Like, that literally breaks my heart. And I, and my heart breaks for those families that are affected by that, because, like, how can a child even get to that point that they don't want to be here anymore? Like, this God should be the limit for them. They should want and be able to do whatever they want to do in life. And I'm, like, on my a lot to be able to communicate her emotions and to be able to not hold anything in and not feeling like she's not able to come to me, or, you know, the team, you know, that's behind her. She should be able to be open and to be, and just to be free to be who she is, and her being accepted of that, because she has to accept who she is as a person. And, you know, and I always tell her, and I always say this, that you don't let, you know, autism be a burden for you, because you can do whatever you want to do. Whatever you set your mind to, you can do it. Don't let anybody, or don't let autism, you know, control your life. And, like, that's, like, what I want the best for her. And I just want her to stand, because sometimes, like, it'll kind of eat at her confidence a little bit. And, like, we got to have these pep talks and, you know, to keep her confidence up. And I think a lot of it has to do with her mental health, honestly, because our children's mental health matters as well, not just ours. So I feel like I want to bring in, like, a family therapist, so she's able to get another perspective from an outsider, so she's still able to communicate healthy, and, you know, her mental health, you know, would be, you know, at a good place. You know what I'm saying? So these are the things that I'm working on right now. So I'm hoping and praying that everything works out with that, because I feel like when there's positive images, where there's positive, like, a family, like the family household has positivity, then, you know, great things can happen, and, you know, all these things can happen of children being able to be creative and, you know, able to express themselves in a healthy manner. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you got a lot out of it. I mean, some of the stuff has changed. Some of it's still the same. So I just wanted to update that part of it. And again, I apologize if I've sounded a little congested, because I am. And, like, I've been dealing with this for a long time, and it's really annoying. But Pyuri has to keep going, has to keep pushing. So, again, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know what you thought of the episode. If you have any questions about our autism journey and just autism as a whole, I will try my best to answer them. Hit me up on social media, and I'll, like, find a way to answer the question, because I am not an expert by no means, but I can give you my experience of whatever you're trying to ask me. I appreciate the support and love, and I'll see you next time. Peace and love.